Tuesday, 14th week, Ordinary Time, 2. Reading 1, Hosea 8, 4 through 7, 11 through 13. Thus says the Lord, they made kings in Israel, but not by my authority. They established princes, but without my approval. With their silver and gold they made idols for themselves, to their own destruction. Cast away your calf, O Samaria. My wrath is kindled against them. How long will they be unable to attain innocence in Israel? The work of an artisan, no God at all, destined for the flames, as is the calf of Samaria. When they sow the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. The stalk of grain that forms so no ear can yield no flower. Even if it could, strangers would swallow it. When Ephraim made many altars to expiate sin, his altars became occasions of sin. Though I write for him my many ordinances, they are considered as a stranger's. Though they offer sacrifice, immolate flesh, and eat it, the Lord is not pleased with them. He shall still remember their guilt and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. Gospel of Matthew 9:32-38. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out of the mute man, spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Theme: we need to have good leaders who revere God and care for people. The first and most important standard for choosing leaders is that they revere God. The leaders who revere God are always blessed and protected by Him. Therefore, people under their care are also blessed and protected. When we read the Old Testament history, two brilliant leaders are our forefathers, Abraham and King David. Abraham always obeyed and did God's will, even though he didn't understand the reasons. King David, though he sinned out of his weakness, humbly recognized his sins and repented. Today's readings give the results of leaders who didn't revere God. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea condemned Israel's leaders who didn't revere God and chased after foreign gods. The results which happened are that they led the people according to their way. The nation was destroyed and the people were in exile. In the gospel, when Jesus used God's power to expel a dumb demon, a miracle which people confessed had never happened before in Israel, people confessed that This had never happened before in Israel. But the Pharisees accused Jesus. He drives out demons by the prince of demons. Jesus had compassion on people because they were like sheep without shepherds. He advised them to pray with God so that he would send holy shepherds to gather harvests for God. Analysis Reading 1. The results people must endure from leaders who don't revere God. Political and religious separation. King Solomon, even though he was given the title the most wise among human beings, didn't revere God at his old age. He listened to his Gentile wives and built altars for them to worship their gods. And the king himself also did that. Solomon's sins led to the nation's division, beginning with Jeroboam's reign. Though the division was God's punishment, God promised to Jeroboam that he shall bless him if he was loyal in worshiping him and keeping his teachings. But he didn't do so. He should have consulted God about the worship and the selection of his successor, but he didn't do that. That was the reason why Hosea condemned Israel, choosing successors without God's permission. They made kings, but not by my authority. They established princes, but without my approval, worshiping the wrong God. Jeroboam gave permission to mold two golden calves and commanded people to worship them so that they should no longer have to go down to Jerusalem and be influenced by the king of Judah. He said to people, he said to people things which were totally false. This is the God that liberated your ancestors from Egypt. People must follow the king's command because they were afraid of his punishment. When people got used to that, they didn't question their beliefs anymore. The prophet Hosea obeyed God to the point to point out the truth. Cast away your calf, O Samaria. My wrath is kindled against them. How long will they be unable to attain innocence in Israel? The work of an artisan, no God at all, destined for the flames, such is the calf of Samaria. The relationship between worshiping God and keeping the law. Hosea didn't condemn Israel for building up many altars, but they used them for the wrong purpose, which was to worship idols. When Ephraim made many altars to expiate sin, his altars became occasions of sin. Another main sin of Israel was to forfeit the law. They thought that they could offer sacrifices instead of keeping the law. Hosea's teaching about the relationship between worshiping and keeping the law is very important for Israel's history. Not observing the law leads to wrong worship. Not observing the law leads to worshiping incorrectly. The prophet said, though I write for him my many ordinances, they are considered as strangers. Though they offer sacrifice, immolate flesh and eat it, the Lord is not pleased with them. He shall still remember their guilt and punish their sins. Disobedience led to punishment. He shall still remember their guilt and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. To return to Egypt isn't meant to go there again, but it means the Israelites shall be slaves one more time. Gospel. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Jesus went everywhere to preach and to heal. In the 3 years of Jesus' public ministry, he wandered around all the regions of Palestine to preach and to heal all kinds of sicknesses for people. In spite of that, he met much opposition from the Pharisees, scribes, and the Roman government. Today's passage is a typical example. Two people's reactions when Jesus expelled a dumb demon. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." The crowd is sincere. The crowd was sincere whenever they saw their voice, their opinion. They voiced their opinion. They weren't influenced by prejudices and beneficial calculation. But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." They condemned Jesus of having relations with the devil so that they didn't have to believe and keep his teachings. Moreover, they didn't want people to follow Jesus because they were afraid of losing their power, authority, and material gains. Jesus' reaction. He gave no concern to their criticism, but minded his own business. He went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. Three things we should learn from him in this passage are: teaching, to help people to differentiate between truth and false, to help people differentiate between what is true and what is false in this world. Preaching the gospel, to proclaim to people God's love and to show them how to live in order to reach their salvation. Healing all spiritual and physical sicknesses. He had pity on all people. He had pity to all people's pain. He had pity for all people's pains and sorrows. He wanted to take away all their sufferings. Jesus is concerned for humankind's lack of good leaders. Not only was he concerned for his contemporaries, he's also concerned for future generations. He told them to pray for good leaders to care for their offspring. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Application in life. When we choose our leaders, we choose those who revere God, as Abraham or David. Though they had no experience, God did all things through them. We pray to God so that he shall send good leaders to us who revere him and care for people. Good leaders should also know how to teach people to revere God and to keep his laws.